The yards are a magnet for cameras and picture takers, and when people want to go to places on campus that define the university, they often end up at arts venues or public art installations. I think the arts sharpen our competitive edge and our international reputation. The arts drive economic development, and they sing to the world that Illinois is a global state. And I think particularly in these times, that's an important message to remember.
Mr. Chairman, whatever percent you might decide upon will be a very minuscule percent of the overall budget of whatever you're building or renovating. It seems to me that one of the things you're doing is creating an environment, and you really don't want to create an environment without art.
You know, I'm a tiny bit, you know, underside bias, a little bit. No, it's great that you guys are here, and it's great that we have art on the table at the board. So I'm glad you guys are here. Thank you for coming today.
Can I add my comments? You really need pride during a recession. That helps a lot. Also, in the Great Depression, 25% unemployment, arts was surging. Mm-hmm. Huge numbers of people got together and created theater, particularly theater, other things, and as well as the visual arts. So it helps. It helps you get through tough times.
I'd just like to say that the presentation of ethnic art has been made a great impression, and it's a part of history that helps all individuals to learn. I'd like to ask the students what they think about the controversy of art and tuition increase, or art and the cost of art. How would your students' counterparts respond?
Well, I think as students, our main priority is to make sure we are able to afford to go to school so that we can see the art. So I think as long as we have a compromise between the art that's created and tuition, I think students would like to come to a campus where there is art. And as you mentioned, the ethnic celebration, especially UIC, because we have such a diverse community, I think the students would greatly appreciate it.
I'd like to echo what Rashina said, but I'd like to add that we learned from the panel that we often hear the qualitative benefits from art, but we don't hear the actual quantitative, the numbers, and what art does, because it does cost a significant amount of money to invest in an art program or invest in more art for campus, but we never hear that it does bring economic benefits as well as qualitative benefits. So in addition to what Roshina said, I'm sure that our academic programs are of most concern, but if we truly look at the benefits that art brings, I'm sure the students would be in support of that.
I'd like to just kind of agree with all them in the same kind of instance too, and I think that it's a wonderful idea to put in a percentage on new building costs. Studying civil engineering, and there's a tendency to build boxes, and I know going to a class in a box isn't exactly appealing. I mean, as far as how it relates
how about having a board meeting in one?
I don't see how a building cost would be as closely related to tuition, because tuition largely is what's supposed to fund programs. But as far as building costs go, I think that'd be a wonderful idea to pull it from, because there's something that makes me feel better about going to school every day when I'm walking across a beautiful quad and standing in front of a wonderful alma mater and taking a seat next to a guy sitting outside the Granger Library. Poor guy's been out in the rain for a long time. That makes me just feel better about being a student on my campus. And I don't think that you can really put much of a price tag on it, and especially if it's such a low price tag. I think that that's certainly something that should be invested in.
Very good. Further questions or comments? Yes, Lawrence.
I would just invite the panel to comment on the thought of how to equitably distribute resources among the artist community. I have no sense of what the artists would say in terms of how difficult it is to get work from a public university like University of Illinois, and difficulties they've seen over the years in becoming known. What's your thoughts or comments or suggestions on how we would equitably distribute the resources?
I actually thought of commenting in my remarks about the fact that this also takes time and careful administration. If you look at the City of Chicago ordinance and the state statute, and the city is a much more complete a recital, but it does take, they both have panels of experts, and it does indicate a requirement to go back into the community. It's a little different when you're working on your own campus, but I think having the help and assistance not only of your own people. I saw Judith Kirshner here. You don't have to go much further to get an expert. You know, you got one right here. But the reality is that a panel of people, like-minded people interested in the arts, would probably have to be pulled together as an advisory group. And there will be difference of opinion amongst them, but that's healthy too.
Further questions?
We should thank Judith Kirshner too. I think she's deserving of that. Thanks. I'm glad you mentioned her, Jack.
Well, thanks to each of you. I was just thinking back. Governor Thompson originally was planning to be with you today to talk about this. And you know, I was thinking about the question about this initiative, thinking back to when this was actually made the decision. 1977 was certainly not a high economic time for us. If you remember, that was time of oil embargoes and price controls and lots of other things, and yet the decision was made within the state at that time to go forward with this. So I think we can reflect back on that as we think about as well as the future. I assure you that from a committee standpoint, we will take your advice to set up specific criteria and include that as part of our policy going forward. It's a matter of establishing what that is. Thanks to each of you for taking the time to prepare and to be here and to share the interchange. And hopefully, as we go forward and seek that advice, that we can rely upon you also to be a part of that advice to us going forward. Thank you very much to each of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Wait, Mr. Chairman?
Will you continue with the report?
Sure.
Yes. Oh, would you like to take a break?
No, go ahead. We'll go ahead. You go ahead. We'll go ahead with the presentation. We will we'll go back to the remainder of the committee report, and Vice President Knorr, if you'd like to make presentations.
I think it's only appropriate that I am up here representing after the group that represented the arts. I'd be up here. You know. Before I start, and while we're making the adjustment, just a little point of personal privilege. I'd like to thank Chairman McMillan for joining us on Tuesday at the Legislative Audit Commission. We were over there with President Hogan, myself, Doug Beckman, and a number of others. To respond to the 2009 audit, and we came through that fine and with the Legislative Audit Commission, but it was very important to have Chairman McMillan there, the head of the Audit Committee, to demonstrate how important it is.
It was a very enlightening experience. Yeah. Thank you.
well put. This morning, and I noticed as I looked around the room, this presentation now has been previewed to everybody in the room, the student trustees, all the trustees, either in committee meetings or in individually. So I will proceed, and I want to say thank Chairman Heitman kind of like for setting the tone, I guess, this morning for this. I want to say before I start this that in no way, shape, or form are we making a tuition recommendation this morning, and really not implying what the tuition recommendation will be as part of this presentation. Just want to set the stage our eventual tuition decisions that are going to have to be made and in the near future, and look at the things that we have of concern to us as we look to tuition. So, we look first at what are the cost drivers in making the tuition decision at the University of Illinois. Certainly, the level of state support. I think that there'll be no nothing new with regard to how we've fared in the past, the recent past, how we're currently faring, and what the prospects are for the future in far state support for the University of Illinois. The second is competition. Competition not only to maintain the high quality of faculty, our most important asset at the University of Illinois, but basically the balance between the affordability for students and keeping that quality at the university. Certainly that this is a very complex organization, the University of Illinois. There are multiple disciplines at the University of Illinois that have to be considered. We have ranging from the medical education here in Chicago, the vet med complex down in Urbana, and just numerous disciplines that we have to deal with at the University of Illinois. Lastly, we have a number of the costs that we have to deal with, unavoidable costs, mandated costs that come to us, the types of costs that everything from insurance costs to costs, payroll taxes, Medicare costs, things that are just basically we have to deal with as we have put together our budget, we'll be putting together our budgets. So those are all the things that we have to be considering. Okay, Joe. Very quickly, if you look at the state of Illinois and its support for higher education over the last 10 years in constant dollars, on an aggregate basis in the appropriation, we've probably been a reduction of about 8% overall in support for higher education. But if you break apart those 10 years, you break apart the support into its four components of support for higher education, the appropriations for higher education, you can see that of course there's been at least an appropriation for the retirement plan, SERS, almost a 200% increase in the support for SERS. Of course, everybody knows whether that's being funded or not. It's a different story. You can see that the support for ISAC, where basically financial aid comes from the state, there's been a reduction of 16%, 16.4% reduction to ISAC and its appropriations to ISAC. Community colleges, the third component of higher education, is down almost 21% in support for community colleges. And the worst of it is the universities, including the University of Illinois, with a decrease of almost 26%, over 26% decrease in support for universities. Looking at our instant case at the top, over the last 10 years, we have increased enrollment at the University of Illinois, almost 10,000 students over the last 10 years. Yet support for the university through the General Revenue Fund appropriation to the university has decreased 26% over those 10 years. If you take a look at this, the peak that we had in 2002, we immediately started having rescissions from the state. Those are the indications in red at the top of those bars. Also, I think is one of the things that I want to always bring out is the fact that the darker blue is that starting in 2002, the state asked us to start paying back out of our general fund appropriation $24 million for the cost of health care for university employees, and that's been consistent throughout. The one other item there is just the federal stimulus money, which is basically not a non-repeater in 2010, and that's the yellow that yellow amount. But the basic takeaway here is a 26% decrease in support for the University of Illinois through the state appropriation. The other thing that basically bugs us is the situation with the capital coming from the state of Illinois. What you see here is basically an absence of any capital support from the state of Illinois for over 5 years. What this means is that to support even emergency repairs to the university, it has to come out of the campus budgets. And so it comes into the support tuition, it has to go in and support those campus budgets for purposes of making the types of repairs that are necessary on an emergency basis or a modest amount of maintenance of the existing facilities. I would say that just at least the situation in 2010, the last bar, that's a combination of that $145 million of capital is really made up of basically three components. It's the petascale, it's the $60 million there, it is the Lincoln Hall in Urbana, as well as the $50 million for the Rockford Rural Health Center is the other component to that. So this is just basically a fact that we have to deal with. Of course, we're still dealing with in red. We basically still have the approval and appropriation for the ACT building, the Advanced Chemical Technology building here in Chicago, but we have not seen that funding yet. So, and we are actually in the process of asking for additional funding there. I think that very quickly, I think that Chairman Heitman, set up the situation. The bottom line is, as of today, we are looking at